Some immigrants in the northeastern state of Maine are learning to lose their accents. Some of the immigrants speak English fluently, but have a difficult time being understood because they have heavy accents, reported the Portland Press-Herald newspaper. Marta Greenlaw is the teacher. She is also a speech therapist. She says immigrants who reduce their accent have better success at work, and they can communicate more easily with store workers, teachers, doctors, and neighbors. "It's a basic need to be understood," Greenlaw told the newspaper. "It affects every part of their lives." Greenlaw begins the class by telling students the 44 sounds of the English language. Those sounds include vowels, consonants, and other sounds that give American English its unique sound. Later, students speak about the food in their home countries. Sometimes, Greenlaw corrects their pronunciation. She tells them to pronounce the word onion as onion and the word potato as potato. She tells the students how the lips and jaw work to form the word. Greenlaw tells the students that some American English pronunciation rules don't make a lot of sense, but she says they are important to learn if immigrants are to be understood by Americans. Losing one's accent is especially important for immigrants who live in Maine, which is one of the least diverse states in the country. More than 90% of the population of Maine is white. Many people who live in Maine have not heard foreign accents, except in movies or on television. Greenlaw says some Mainers are impatient with people who speak English with a heavy accent. Her students say some Mainers ignore them or are unfriendly toward them because of their accent. They say this makes them less likely to speak. Imagine waking up every day knowing you are going to have that struggle, she says. I'm Christopher Jones-Cruz.